In one of the most anticipated preseason games in NBA history tonight, the Cleveland Cavaliers welcomed David Blatt's former team, Maccabi Tel Aviv, to Quicken Loans Arena and disposed of them 107-80. For the instant analysis of tonight's Cavaliers win, I'm joined by FoxSportsOhio.com Cavaliers beat reporter Sam Amico. Sam, what did you take away from tonight's win?
Well, I thought they looked a little rusty, number one, which is to be expected. We kind of expected the Cavs to have maybe some chemistry issues with a huge turnover. You know, it was funny, I mentioned to one of my friends who was here at the game, I said, it's kind of funny because, you know, the Cavs made all these changes and brought in all these new guys, and to me, Kyrie Irving and Deion Waiters and Tristan Thompson look like the three best guys on the court. So, obviously, that's not going to be the case all year long, but you could see the chemistry was there between those three, and with LeBron James, Kevin Love, and some of those others, not so much. But overall, impressive. You know, maybe they weren't as sharp as they should be, yet they still were up by 30 points at one point, and that's probably going to be a big story this season.
Can we even assess where they're at? Because we've seen them in a scrimmage against themselves and against a team that isn't an NBA caliber team.
No, you can't really. I think next week against Miami when they're in Brazil on Saturday against the Heat, you'll get a little bit better of a gauge. It's really the preseason. The season that they lost 26 straight games, I think they went 4-2 or 4-3 in the preseason, maybe even 5-2. So you can't get much in the preseason. You know, it's guys trying not to get injured and just trying to do the bare minimum and show a little bit, and then guys trying to make the team. That's really what it is. So you can't get too much of a gauge other than the fact that it's pretty clear defensively they have a little bit of work in front of them. Offensively, I think they're going to be fine. They'll be able to survive regardless just because they have so many weapons. But defensively, you know, Maccabi's guards were able to get to the basket pretty easily. And then when they did, Cavs did not really have anyone there to defend the basket.
And that's still one of my concerns because Brendan Haywood was winded. He put up a short hook shot from 3 feet that went 2 feet, and they didn't call goaltending on it because it had no chance of going in the basket. That's still an area for me defensively. That rim protector, another big that I think David Griffin still has to address this offseason, or maybe if not the offseason, do you think maybe they'll start the season and then see what pops up? How do you think he'll handle that?
Well, I think, again, he's going to take a look and see what they have here through the preseason and evaluate from there. And I think that, yeah, it could be potentially right before the season starts that they decide, you know what, this is a guy we need. Maybe they think Brendan Haywood's obviously shaken off a lot of rust having missed all of last season. Maybe he can be that guy. Like you said, Kenny, he did not look in game shape right now, and that's understandable.
At least he didn't look like Stigana Jop last year. I mean, it was close on the missed hook shot, but at least shape-wise, he's in a little bit better shape than Stigana Jop was, or as I like to refer to him, Lasagna Flop.
Well, Lasagna Flop, right. That's a good analogy, but yeah, Brendan Haywood, obviously a veteran, 34 years old, and could potentially bring something to this team. Obviously, you know, Anderson Varejão, Tristan Thompson, nice players, nice centers. They're not going to protect the rim. They got a ton of rebounds. Andy had 15, you know, Tristan had 13, Kevin Love had 11. Rebounding is not going to be a problem for them, but as you heard David Blatt in the post-game press conference, you can't rebound if you're taking the ball out of the basket if you're not defending and they're scoring points. So, you know, defensively, and he knew that, and we all knew that going into camp, they need to get better. They've only been in camp 7-8 days. They have some time, but, yeah, that's the adjustment they're going to have to make. Otherwise, you know, hey, it's a preseason game against a non-NBA team, and they were up by 30 points, even though they look kind of rusty. So I thought overall, the product is going to be just fantastic to watch, especially once these guys get accustomed to each other.
The one thing that I noticed that jumped out of me, especially in the first quarter, was the floor spacing again, and the fact that when they moved the ball, that extra pass, they were getting the wide open three, or if not the wide open three, there was space in the paint for Tristan or Andy to get off a little baby running hook where they're not as contested as they were last year. So the spacing and the passing is something that really jumped out at me.
Well, Kenny, and that's exactly it. That's what David Blatt brings to this, is the San Antonio Spurs European style of offense. You have guys like LeBron James, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, Deion Waiters. you didn't see anybody take more than two or three dribbles. The ball kept moving.
Amen.
And that's really, I mean, we saw that all the time last season. Guys were taking a lot of dribbles, too many dribbles. This year, you're not going to see that. It's a dribble or two. If you don't get to where you want to go, then you're going to kick it out. And it was a lot of drive and kick. And that's what David Griffin has wanted all along, even before he hired David Blatt. He used to say, we want to be a drive and kick team. And that's what we saw tonight. And it resulted in a lot of open shots.
So the Cavaliers a winner tonight, 107-80 over Maccabi Tel Aviv. And now they head to Brazil as they'll continue their preseason, taking on LeBron's former team. Sounds funny to say that, the Miami Heat. But the NBA knew what they were doing when they scheduled that game, like LeBron said, right, Sam? He was either going to be playing for Miami against Cleveland or for Cleveland against Miami.
Right. Well, yeah, they definitely knew that. And Miami actually opened the preseason Saturday night. They opened the NBA preseason against the New Orleans Pelicans, and it did not go well for them either at the beginning. Chris Bosh started that game 1 of 10 from the floor. Luol Deng was 1 of 6, and I think Dwayne Wade was 2 of 12. So they struggled. They're going to have their struggles. And you know what? You got to give them time as well to see how they adjust. So there will be two teams coming into this situation in Brazil, and another country that are trying to get their offenses moving and they figured things out defensively. So probably won't be a real pretty game, but it's, you know, hey, it's great for the NBA that I think that LeBron's back in Cleveland, and now you have a more balanced league, it seems like, and the Cavaliers certainly among the favorites.
Sam, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for the breakdown.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'll talk to you next time.
All right, sounds good. Sam Amico from FoxSportsOhio.com breaking down the Cavaliers 107-80 victory over Maccabi Tel Aviv. Hope you enjoyed the instant analysis here on KennyRoda.com.